Ilya, feel free to come on up.
Hi, everybody. excuse me, my English is not good like Pastor Dave. So please try to understand me. You know, I was born in a crowded and Islamic religious family. My parents called me Sayyid. I knew the name of God from childhood. My father cared a lot of practice Islamic religion, and most of the times he forced us to do Islamic prayers. When I was teenage, I tried to know God more, and I began seriously to seek help from him, but it was useless. Muslim in Iran believe that due to have sin, they cannot have relation with God directly, no? And they need someone sent or sent an innocent people such as prophets as a mediator to connect to God. So at that time I got help from Islamic prophets. Although I try to practice al-Islamic religion, but I felt emptiness in my life. And after a while, I got tired, and I began to have a normal life, same as other young people. And I tried to fill my emptiness with other things. So I began to use drugs and drink alcohol, but it didn't work. No. So I felt if I have a girlfriend, everything will be okay. I tried that, but everything got worse. I was 24. I had a business trip to Dubai, and I lived there for 2 years. At that time, I became familiar with people from other religions and beliefs. You know, I talked to a person that he was a Sunni Muslim. He mentioned some wrong beliefs from Shia Muslims. So it was the first time that I think in which religion I can find true God. One time I told God that I don't know which religion is true, and how can I find you? If you are God and fair, come and show me, like Moses, Abraham. Now, one night a strange thing happened to me. I had a dream. I saw sun in my dream. It was shining into my face, just my face. I saw sun in my dream. I told you, I was surprised, and I was thinking, what's going on? You know? Suddenly, I hear the voice that called me Ilya, you know, which means Elijah. You know? I replied yes, but I said to myself, I'm sad. Why I said yes? You know? When I woke up, I was curious to know who is Ilya exactly. I just know he was a prophet. Incredibly, this dream repeated three times. You know? I could not forget that dream. You know? When I came back to Iran, I asked Mullah. No, Mullah, who is soul of like Muslim pastor work at the mosque. He just said that Ilya was a prophet and he went to heaven alive. Mullah introduced a book to me. It had nothing It had nothing about Eliyah, and it was useless. So I got this dream as a sign from God, and I began to practice Islamic prayer. I could not trust to Mullah, so I asked from other Islamic party, but they had not replied. So I tired again, and I joined to my old friends. Also I was thinking to suicide. One of my friends wanted to travel to Mashhad. Mashhad is a religious and important city of Iran. There were the tomb of 8th Imam of Shia. I decided to go with my friend. Maybe I can seek help from that Imam. When we arrived at Mashhad, I became familiar with a person named Mohsen. When I entered his house, I saw a panel of the wall. On the wall, it was written, "God is love." No. I saw cross and Jesus Christ image. I found out that Mohsen is a Christian. Although Jesus Christ was before Muhammad, before I think that's not Islam says, before Muhammad, but I didn't know a lot about Jesus. I felt I should listen to what Mohsen is saying. He told me about Jesus. We prayed and worshiped God. It was first time that I worshiped God with music and in Farsi language. As you know, Muslim prayer in Arabic language, you know. I watched the Passion of the Christ movie. The day after that, I heard Mohsen's mother testimony. Jesus transformed her life. I felt peace and love in that family. So I interested to try Christianity. I told myself, if it is good, I will go on. If not, I try another way to reach God. So I asked Mohsen how I can be a Christian. He told me just by a simple prayer. We knelt down and closed our eyes, and you know, and whatever he said, I repeated. Suddenly, I saw myself in another place. You know, someone stand in front of me, you know, with open arms. You know, and I hear the voice in my heart that he is Jesus, and he wants to hug you. You know, I hug him. I felt joy. I felt lightness. Excuse me. I felt lightness as I could fly. No, I cried like a newborn baby. Excuse me. a miracle was happened. The greatest event in my life. No. I told Mohsen and his family about this miracle. They became so happy. Mohsen gave me a Bible, and when I came back to Tehran, I did not tell anybody that. I became Christian and I hide my Bible. After 1 month, I connected to a house church. I attended to house church, and every day I had a relation with Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit helped me to grow in Christ. You know, Jesus has filled my emptiness, has given has given me peace and stability that I never had before. No, after 1 year, Holy Spirit led me not to hide Bible anymore. My family had found out that I am transformed. So that time they knew the reason is Jesus Christ. So after that, I began to tell them about Jesus Christ. Four of my sister and one of my brothers and some of my nieces became Christian, but unfortunately some of our relatives opposed with us. My family and I established a small house church for prayer and worship. Brother Ford was the pastor of church, but after a while due to security issues, he could not come to house church. We as a family continued to have fellowship until we grew to about 35%. Our relative began to persecute us because of our Christian faith. They told police about us, so we forced to move and live secretly. But finally, we had to fled from Iran to Turkey. In Turkey, we met Brother Fuad and some of our house church members, and I believe that it was a miracle too. No? So house church continued in Turkey again, and God showed us His plan beyond our thought, and He is the shepherd of His people. My sister Neda and I, after being 28 months in Turkey, came to United States, and we met a new Christian family, and we are blessed so much. Thank you everyone to give me this opportunity. I ask you please pray for refugees in Turkey. No, because they have tough condition. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.